poll, 52% of adults say the economy excellent or good. By Jerome Hudson on May 30, 2019. A majority of Americans believe the U.S. economy is doing excellent of good. According to the latest Job Creators Network / Scott Rasmussen.com weekly Pulse poll. When how they would rate the economy today, 13% of respondents said excellent while another 39% said good and 31% said fair. The economic signals continue to point upward with Americans optimistic about the economy and their own personal finances, said pollster Scott Rasmussen in a statement. 51% of Americans rate their own personal finances as excellent or good. What's more, asked how they would rate their personal finances today. 10% said excellent, 41% said good, and another 30% said fair. Just 15% of respondents said poor. By a 30% to 18% margin. Americans also believe their own finances are getting better rather than worse, the polling statement said. The Job Creators Network / Scott Rasmussen.com weekly polls, which queried 1,076 U.S. adults between May 27 to 28, also found that a majority of Democrats think the government should cap the price of airline tickets, gasoline, and cars. 75% of Democrats want to cap the price of gas, compared to 61% of Republicans. 58% of Democrats want to cap the price of airline tickets, compared to 45% of Republicans. 55% of Democrats want to cap the price of cars, compared to 44% of Republicans. These figures come on the heels of Senator Bernie Sanders, DBT, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, introducing a bill to Congress that would, according to the statement, cap interest rates on loans at 15% and promoted polling that seemed to show support from the American people. When politicians propose handouts without explaining any of the consequences, it's not surprising that they get support. It's also an indication of how our education system has failed us. Many people obviously don't understand how the free market works, said Elaine Parker, president at the Job Creators Network Foundation. Government price controls stifle innovation, lead to shortages, and are disastrous for entrepreneurs. Just ask those living in Venezuela. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.